The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And he replied, "Friend, who appointed me as judge and arbiter?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." He told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. And he asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space in my storehouse for this great harvest." And he said to himself, "This is what I shall do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in matters of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Let me pause over this reading for a few moments and draw a teaching from it that we will carry into our day. There's a fellow called Herbert Stein. In 1986, he coined this phrase. He was an economist. He was a member of the cabinet of Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. So he was a very prominent fellow. And the economy was flourishing, very successful at the time here in our country. And everybody was rejoicing about it. They were like the man in the gospel, saying, "Now we are prosperous." And he said, "If something isn't going to last forever, it will stop." Now that seems very obvious, but people don't think about that. If something is not going to last forever, it will stop. All the things you're clinging to, the money you saved up, the savings you have, whatever it is, whatever you're clinging to in life, it will fall away. It will end. And that was known as Stein's Law. And it is so obvious, and yet we ignore it so easily. Whatever you have is going to stop. All the success you have in life, it's all going to fall away sometime. So now, how do we respond to this invitation of the gospel? It's something that comes up all the time. We've all seen it. The inheritance. Who gets the inheritance? And people fight. You know, it's dangerous to die with money because people will fight over it. If you die poor, people will pray for you. If you die with money, people will fight over the money. So that's the teaching of this. But it has more for us, something that is very real for us. And something I've spoken about before. In the spiritual life, we speak about the great soul, the magna anima, great soul. And we speak about the small soul, pusilla anima in Latin. The great soul asks for forgiveness. The small soul holds the resentment. The great soul welcomes people. The small soul excludes people. The great soul is generous. The small soul is selfish. The great soul makes new friends. The small soul excludes other people. You can see how, you know, the call of the gospel here is to live the great soul. And you can tell when you're small soul. Everybody has a great soul, and everybody has a small soul. And there are times when you'll meet. On some days, I'm just fantastic. I'm wonderful and fabulous and generous and everything. And then you meet me on a bad day. I can be picky and awkward and difficult. That's the small soul. When you don't thank your parents, it's the small soul. It's the selfish soul. When you're caring and generous and you welcome people into your life and you bless people and you share with people, the great soul. So the invitation of God's word is, and you can tell, I mean, you can tell when you have the small soul, because you'll feel small. You know how there are certain times in your life where you did something, you said something, and you don't feel good about it. It's the small soul. And it's an invitation to correct this and to exercise the great soul. So wherever you go today, be conscious of the call of God's word to exercise the great soul, the magna anima. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer, and in a special way to pray for peace in the land of Jesus, in the Holy Land, in Israel. It's tragic. It's insane the manner in which we assault innocent human life is unconscionable. So we have to pray that there will be some sanity and some peace and some manner of understanding that might lead to a civilized resolution of the great conflict, the war which is going on. We pray to the Lord.